The civil war in Sri Lanka is over, but the work of reconciliation has barely begun. For 25 years, Tamil Tiger rebels fought for an independent homeland for Sri Lanka's minority Tamils. 80 to 100,000 people were killed. Then, in May, Sri Lankan government troops routed the rebels. The war had ended, and the government promised that the Tamils would be accorded equal rights as citizens. But many Tamils say they are being persecuted. Rebecca Henschke spoke with some of them in Colombo.
Vinjayan opens the door to his family's two-room apartment in Colombo. He peers down the alleyway to see if anyone is following us.
There is no safe place in Sri Lanka for Tamils. Now the government is dominating. The Sinhalese is the dominating persons in Sri Lanka. And government has a very active military machine. They are abducting, still abduction going on, disappearance going on. So most of the people are Tamils. The disappeared people are Tamils. No more safe places to escape. That's our fate.
Vinjayan and his family fled the northern city of Jaffna 2 years ago when he saw his name on a poster under the heading Enemies of the State. Men in uniform later came to his house asking for him.
I think I am finished. No more. That's the final thoughts. But I don't think I will be with my parents.
Vinjayan insists he was never involved with the Tamil Tiger rebels, but was a student activist for human rights. Months after the end of the war, his mother, Saraf, still fears for her son's life.
I want him to study and finish his degree, but if he goes back, he may have to face some other problem, so I don't want him to face that, but I'm very worried about him.
Vinjayan says he wants to go back north to finish his degree and then leave Sri Lanka.
Otherwise, we don't have any opportunity to find our future. That's one and only opportunity to find our future.
Tamils like Vinjayan are particularly worried about the continued military detention of over 100,000 Tamils in former rebel-controlled areas up north. The Sinhalese-dominated government suspects Tamil Tigers are hiding among the displaced civilians, or IDPs, in the camps. Mahinda Samarasinghe is the human rights minister.
The IDPs can and will be permitted to leave the relief villages and welfare centres once they are screened. Many thousands of applications have been received, requesting the release of IDPs to the custody of host families. It is our responsibility to ensure that these checks are stringent.
But opposition Tamil politician Mano Ganesha says this process amounts to collective punishment.
The people are being kept against their will in the barbed wire camps with military security, military guard. So people are kept against their will. What is that? What do you call that? It is state terrorism.
Journalists and rights groups have been barred from entering the camps. Mano Ganesha has filed a lawsuit demanding access.
We need to know what's really happening there. The need of the hour is transparency. Now government is giving only head counts. They say 300,000 at the initial stage. Then later they said 290,000, 280,000. There are some differences from their last head count and the current head count. That is about 10,000 people. They said 10,000 people have gone missing. I wish to ask the government, where is this large-scale hole through which the people could go away?
The government has promised that those inside will be given greater freedom of movement starting next month. And President Mahinda Rajapaksa says the largest camp will be closed early next year. His administration claims it's liberated the Tamil people and they can now live in peace and prosperity. Addressing the Sri Lankan parliament last May, President Rajapaksa announced, "We have removed the word minorities from our vocabulary." But Tamils say they still feel they're being singled out in the capital. On a recent evening, my Tamil pedicab driver was stopped twice in the space of less than half a mile. Young armed soldiers keep asking lots of questions. Regina Ramalinga of the Sri Lankan Institute for Peace says for Tamils like her, this kind of questioning happens almost daily.
You are made to understand that you are a different person, because you belong to a different community. The Tamil person, as a Tamil person, I know that I am being harassed.
Authorities maintain these security checks are preventing attacks from remaining Tamil Tiger rebels. They recently approved a 50% increase for military spending and plan to build two large military bases in former rebel-held territory. But Kahan Pereira says the government needs to change its wartime mentality if it wants to create a lasting peace. He's the director of the Sri Lankan Institute for Peace and an ethnic Sinhalese.
There is always the possibility of guerrilla attacks. I'm quite sure that not all the tigers have been eliminated. I think that sleeper cells would still be there. But that is not a reason to have the type of enormous security precautions we are continuing to have, which has denied us the fruits of the end of the war. The war has ended, but it appears that all the institutions of war are still in place.
He says Sri Lanka's government needs to realize that in a democratic society, you have to take risks. Even though there may be a danger of lingering terrorist cells, he adds, you can't turn the capital into a military state. For The World, this is Rebecca Henschke, Colombo, Sri Lanka.